Hi, everyone. I'm Alan Wenzel, FreePod host, and I'd like to welcome you to this extended interview. You know, the fall season brings a lot of different changes to our lives. We get to see leaves turn, apple orchards begin to yield their bounty. We get ready for Halloween and Thanksgiving. The weather changes to cooler evenings, and we have bright, sunny fall days. I'm talking today with someone who is a real true outdoorsman, an outdoors person, an avid sportsman, too. I'm speaking with Larry Finer today, who is Vice President, Business Development Director for Green State Credit Union. Larry, I've known you for a long time, and I know that you really love the outdoors in a lot of ways. I see you out on the golf course. I know that you like to get out and do a little fishing now and then and explore the outdoors through your various interests. Tell me a little bit about what you do like to do in the outdoors. And I refer to you as an avid sportsman. And for our listeners who may not know what that is, tell us what that means.
Sure. Thank you. And thanks for having me. Really, outdoors to me means anything I can do outside, right? So I'd love to golf. In fact, I'll be playing it this afternoon with some buddies.
Good.
I love to hunt. I love to fish. We take an annual trip to Canada fishing. Any activity that I can get outside, I really enjoy, especially fall time.
I think when it comes to subjects of hunting and being a sportsman, I think there's probably a lot of people misunderstand that concept and what that really means. So I'm wondering, Larry, if you could tell me a couple of things. What attracts you to being outdoors and going out and getting in a tree stand at 4 a.m. and walking the cornfields looking for pheasants, on a fall day? What is it that attracts you to do that? And how did it all begin for you? How did it all start?
Yeah, well, it started with my Grandpa Finer. He was instrumental in my youth, hunting and fishing.
Uh-huh.
He grew up in a small town in southwest Wisconsin, Spring Green, along the Wisconsin River, a family of 12 children. And I have fond memories of enjoying time on the Wisconsin River with Grandpa Finer.
Oh, I bet. That's a great area for outdoor activities.
Wonderful. And my Grandpa Finer really was rooted in the premise of gathering for his family. He had 12 mouths to feed. And so it was important to harvest, fish, hunt for deer, do those things outdoors that sustained his family. Now, that's changed substantially, right, since then.
Sure.
We don't need to gather food to survive, none right. of us really. But for me, hunting is just, it's kind of therapy, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's my way to get out and relax, kind of unwind, shut the phones off, disconnect from texts and email mm-hmm. chains, and just enjoy nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better for me than to watch the sunrise, mm-hmm. to watch the sunset,
mm-hmm.
and frankly, to give thanks for mm-hmm. being there.
Mm-hmm.
I shared with you earlier that the first thing I do when I get to a tree in the morning is give thanks that I was able to walk there of my own accord, that I had vision, that I had the ability to drive myself where I needed to be. And I mean, it's so much more than just the hunting aspect right. of it or the gathering. It's just so refreshing to be out there and to watch the world come to life.
Well, and so many of us enjoy the outdoors, and we do it in different ways. Some of us like just sit in a chair behind the barn and look yep. out over the fields and watch the birds flying south for the winter. But we all find our own way to do that. And you found your way by engaging in an activity that's maybe a little different from what the rest of us do, but it's still your way of connecting to nature.
Absolutely. And it's, the hunting aspect is a very small portion of it. Mm-hmm. I probably hunt 30 to 40 times a year
mm-hmm.
Between October and mid-January or February. And I may harvest one animal, one deer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about the harvesting of an animal. It's more about all the softer side of mm-hmm. things. It's also, fun to be with friends and family. I've got a great circle of buddies and family that I hunt with. And so it's the stories and the memories that you form along the way and you forge with one another that's really important.
Well, when you're talking about your grandfather up in Spring Green, Wisconsin, along the Wisconsin River, it seems to me like this all started as a way to keep family connections strong. It was a way to go out with your grandfather and walk the woods or go down by the river and be with family. And I have those same memories of my grandfather down along the Rock River near Dixon. When I was just a kid, he'd take me on. We'd fish for bullheads and the backwaters of the Rock River down there. And those times with grandpa, I couldn't have been more than four or five. I still remember those.
Absolutely. They form an impression.
They do.
And I have fond memories. In fact, I have memories of my grandpa and grandma Finer fishing in Erfer's Slough, which was a backwater to the Wisconsin River, and catching northern. And then taking them home and cleaning them and eating them.
Sure. I remember putting those bullheads. Bullheads weren't particularly, a good fish to eat. But I remember grandma would clean them up. And, grandma, I think she hated to see us come back because we had these fish. And she'd have to clean them. And grandpa never liked doing that part of it. And she'd throw them in the freezer. I think he'd probably stay there for a year and a half. And I don't know if they ever got eaten. But it was the joy of being outdoors. And in this case, dropping a line in the water and catching some fish. But, for any of our listeners, I think the important message here is, Larry, is find a way to connect to family and to appreciate the outdoors at the same time is a wonderful way to do that.
Absolutely. And it, even if it's to take a walk in the woods or to go for a bike ride or just to enjoy some time outdoors with one another, that's important.
Yes. For those of us who are uninformed about the sportsman activities and hunting at this time of year, maybe you could tell us just a little bit, Larry, about what are the different seasons that are going on right now? For those of you who do like to go out and, like I say, walk the fields and climb up into a tree stand, deer season, I know, always happens around Thanksgiving. I know that turkey season has probably been going for a while. Can you just enlighten our listeners a little bit about what the season we're currently in?
Yeah, sure. So the fall is the most active time of the year for outdoorsmen afield.
Oh, it is.
And it begins in really the mid-August timeframe where there's an actual season for squirrels.
Oh, okay.
That's followed by the bow and arrow season, which starts on October 1st and runs through January 15th. There are a couple of shotgun deer seasons that there's a three-day weekend here coming up in November. I believe it's the 21st through the 23rd, and then another one in early December. But fall is a busy time of year for hunters afield, as well as small game like pheasants and rabbits, duck season, goose hunting, all commence in the mid to late October timeframe. So all those seasons are going
kind of
right
happen all at once.
It's all happening at once.
Yeah.
And the state has done a really nice job to ensure that those seasons occur after most of the breeding season occurs for those species.
Okay.
So that we continue to replace what's been harvested. And so you'll see a lot of people afield this time of year.
Well, when we think about people going out hunting, is this something, how do you prepare for that? Obviously, you got to have the right equipment. You got to know the rules and regulations. And it's something that you just don't take very casually or very lightly to go out and do. How do you best prepare for all of these seasons that are upon us?
Yeah, sure. So there's a number of different ways to go about it, right? But most of it started at home with your parents, or in my case, my father and my grandfather. And it evolves over time through experience in the field with friends and family. You can supplement that with all kinds of tutorials and classes, YouTube videos.
Oh, sure.
You know, there's a lot of information out there that you can read on, but mostly it's time spent afield and in learning the particular habits of the species that you're hunting. The state of Illinois requires that you have a hunter safety class as a youngster. So I believe you start at around the age of six. getting your hunter safety.
Okay.
But it requires some in-class training to assure the state that you're ready to hold a firearm, possess one.
Use it safely.
Use it safely. Mm-hmm. Make sure you understand the rules governing mm-hmm. the species mm-hmm. that you're hunting. So mm-hmm. it's very much regulated. Mm-hmm. And for good cause, because we want people to be safe when they're afield.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I know we can fish year round, and a lot mm-hmm. of people go out and do ice fishing. Are there any? Yeah, I know you got to have a fishing license. You got to be ready to go. Again, with the state rules on that govern all of that. I'm going to ask you, do you have some favorite spots you like to drop a line here in Northwest Illinois? Or do you try to keep all that a secret?
We do. Well, here's the classic response when asking people. Where they caught those fish. You know, we have people that'll come in and show me fish. They got a bunch of them. And I'll ask, where'd you get those? And the standard response is, it doesn't matter. They're not there anymore.
Oh. That's good.
I'm not quite as private with my spots, to be honest. I mean, listen, these are not ours, right? God creates these. He replenishes them each year. There's large antlered deer shot every year, and the good Lord blesses us with new ones next year. And so they're not ours.
Yeah.
They're for us to enjoy.
Back to the fishing thing briefly, Larry, is the Peck a good place to fish?
You know what? Surprisingly, it is. In fact, I believe the state record walleye still resides, having been taken from the Pecatonica River.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it's over 13 or 14 pounds.
Wow.
The Peck has some really good fishing.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
There are spots, and I know a few of them, where we can catch walleyes.
Yeah, that's neat.
It's a really underutilized river system.
So you don't have to go to Canada to get your walleye fix.
No, you don't have to, but I sure enjoy it because the beauty of Canada is that, A, it's with buddies. That we have a long-standing tradition, probably 40 to 50 years of going up to different spots. And the beauty of these spots are that when you get there, you're disconnected from what's going on back home, what's going on with your work, what's going on with your family, anything that's stressing you. I don't have access to email, to cell phones. Nobody's texting me. And so it's a real disconnect from the world we live in daily, which is really appealing.
Sure.
You know, for somebody that needs a little work-life balance to be able to get away is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. You know, something we don't want to forget here either is that this is not just a male-dominated sport, although a lot of men do it. Women also appreciate getting outdoors and getting into the fishing boat and getting their quota of northern or walleye or whatever it is that they're after. It's something that can be enjoyed by anyone.
Yeah, really. In fact, in my lifetime, the female presence in the outdoors, especially in the hunting and fishing, has really increased. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's far more females in the sport that ever were before. My daughter, for instance, she's not an avid hunter or fisherman. She likes to come along with dad.
Oh, sure.
And so I've spent many a sits in a tree stand with her, just visiting.
Yeah, right.
You know, talking about life, talking about problems, maybe reading a book for a bit, maybe taking a nap, but she enjoys being outdoors as well.
See, all of this comes back around, Larry, too. It's not so much the activity, it's the fact that you're outside with family, with friends, enjoying the company of others in a natural environment. And that's what all of this seems to be cycling around for me, as I talk to you, that's one of the main motivations for people to do this, to be an outdoors person, an avid sportsman.
Yep, I would agree. My dad was really my mentor in the field, and he hunted with us and fished with us until he was probably 80 years old. But I remember him probably 20 years prior to him passing, where it was less and less important all the time for him to worry about harvesting anything. and was more and more important about just being together and spending some time together. And dad would always say, boy, this is special, you know, for us to be together and to be out there. And my cousin Greg would, you know, we kind of chuckled about it at the time, but now as we've gotten older, it is special, right? It is. It's fun to just spend some time together.
So maybe that's the message here, Larry, to find time in this fall season, whatever the holiday period looks like for you, to find time to spend it with family, to reconnect with those that are important to you, your friends, neighbors, sons, daughters, parents. Maybe that's what the message here is. And you reminded us, I think, very nicely, Larry, of the benefits that come from that, that kind of reconnecting.
Yeah, that for me, that's why I do what I do. I mean, that's the enjoyable part of being outdoors and just appreciating what you've been blessed with.
I appreciate your time, Larry, that you've spent with us today, sharing a little bit about your experiences as an outdoorsman and a sportsman at the same time. And I appreciate you sharing some of your thoughts, some of your family stories about how you got started in all of this.
Yeah, well, I've enjoyed it as well. Have you got time for one more story?
Time for one more story,
and,
Larry.
And this really goes back to kind of the origin of the hunting, providing for your family. I mentioned my grandpa Finer. He was instrumental in my upbringing in the outdoors. And my dad tells a story that I have to believe is true about my grandpa Finer, Spring Green, Wisconsin, allegedly poached, shot a deer out of season back in the mid 1930s.
Okay.
Grandpa had 12 mouths to feed.
But during the Depression?
During the Depression. It was hard times in the farm, on the farm in southern Wisconsin. And somehow word got out that Frank Finer had harvested a deer outside of season. And he knew the game warden was probably going to pay him a visit. And so the game warden did. And he asked Frank if he were to go to the barn, would he find a deer hanging there? And he says, no, you won't. And then he said, and, you know, do you mind if I look around in the house here and check your freezer downstairs? And he said, you're welcome to look around, do whatever you got to do. But he said, don't bother Mom. Ma's upstairs. She's in bed. She's been sick. I don't want you to mess with her. Don't bother her. And so the warden agreed, looked around the house, didn't find the deer. After he left, it was discovered that Grandpa Finer had concealed the deer frozen under Grandma's bed.
All for Pete's sake. Oh, wow. There you go.
A little mischief, I guess. However, it speaks to the point of, you know, him providing for his family. And we've evolved so much from that point. It's no longer about providing for your family.
Right.
It's more about enjoying the outdoors with your family.
With your family and remembering the stories.
Absolutely.
Remember the stories and tell the stories. Cherish time with family and look forward to those times as we enter this holiday season. And Larry, I appreciate so much you taking time to remind us of what's important for us and what should be important.
Thank you as well.
Do it in the context of outdoors sportsmen's activities. I really appreciate that. Any final words for us, Larry, as we sign off here?
No, enjoy the holidays with your families. Thank you so much for listening.
Larry, thank you so much. And listeners, if you'd like to listen to our regular weekly newscasts, those drop every Thursday at noon. And our extended interviews drop every Tuesday at noon on your favorite platforms for podcasts. Thank you for listening. And again, thank you, Larry, for your time today.